Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. We thank God for his goodness, his mercy to us. This past week, thank him for all that he's done and all that he's doing on our behalf. Thank God, Sister Smith's online. I'm just trying to reach Sister Kiba to get her on. Maybe she'll call in a few minutes and we can get her connected in too. It's good to see all the saints, especially the older saints. It's good to see them this morning. Brother Mann, Sister Carol, Sister Holmes. And it's just good to see each and one of our brothers and sisters in the Lord, because truly God has blessed us and been good to us down through the week, and we want to thank him and praise him this day for it. Shall we look to the Lord with a brief word of prayer and give honor to him? And we also want to remember Brother Hubbard and his family. Sister Francine has said that he is slipping away. So remember them much in prayer. Brother Thompson. Okay, remember Brother Thompson. All right. Shall we look to the Lord? Our Father in heaven, we come to thee this morning. We want to thank you and praise you. We want to honor your most precious and holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us another privilege and opportunity to call upon you. We thank you, Lord God, as we stand before you in humble submission to your will. We ask, O Lord, that you would get the glory out of our lives today. We pray, Lord God, that there's nothing standing between us and thee this morning that will hinder this prayer going forth. We know, Lord God, in a special way, dear Heavenly Father, the Hubbard family needs our prayers right now, dear Lord. And Father, if it's your will to take Brother Delmar on, dear Father, I say amen to your will. But we know, Lord God, and that he said he was ready to go. And he's ready to have been saved, dear Heavenly Father, and ready to live for you again, dear Heavenly Father, throughout eternity. So we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless his dear companion, Sister Sherry, and the whole entire family, dear Lord. Lord God, that you would comfort them as in the way no man can, dear Heavenly Father. We know you're able, dear Lord, and just leave all into your hands, dear Heavenly Father. We know, dear Father, whatever your will, it will be done. If it's your will to take him on in, dear Father, then you will. But if it's not, Lord God, you will allow him, dear Heavenly Father, more days upon this earth. Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou would remember his daughter, Paige, and his son, Delmar. We pray for his new grandbaby, Luca, dear Father, and ask that you would bless them. Be with them, dear Heavenly Father, during this hour. Father, we ask in a special way, dear Lord, that you would bless and be with us likewise, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, for each and every one of the saints of God who are gathered under the sound of my voice this day. We understand, Lord God, as we lift up our voices this morning on behalf of Bill, dear Heavenly Father, in Atlanta. We understand, Lord, he's not doing well in his body either, dear Lord. But we ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou would look down upon this dear brother with favor. We thank you, Lord God, for the privilege of having him in the services, dear Lord, and ask that you would continue to bless and be his guide and direction. Remember his daughters in a special way, dear Heavenly Father, we pray. Father, likewise, we ask this morning that you would continue to look in upon Sister Smith. We thank you for her being online. We ask, Lord, that you would bless her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to, dear Heavenly Father, strengthen her, Lord God, where she may be torn down, build her up, where she may be weakened. Give her the victory over the enemy of her soul, dear Heavenly Father. We know we heard on Wednesday night, she says she can't wait till she gets back to give her testimony, Lord God. And so, Father, we await her testimony, dear Lord, from how good you have been to her, dear Lord. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you likewise remember her daughter Yolanda and her grands that have been caring for her, and ask that you would bless them, dear Father. Father, we pray this morning that you would remember Sister Carol. We thank you for her presence. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for this dear sister, and ask that you would continue to bless her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Keep her, Lord God, running this race that you have set before her. Remember all those that she has come in contact, Lord, with, that she has given them the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, a special prayer and blessing upon her grandson, dear Father, and ask that you would be with him in a mighty way. Thank you for Sister Carol. Thank you for her faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for her walk with thee, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would bless her in every way that she stands in need of. Likewise, we thank you, Lord God, for seeing Sister Holmes this morning and ask that you would continue to bless this dear sister, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, even in old age, she's pressing her way to be here in the house of the Lord. And we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, it encourages us to run on, dear Heavenly Father, those of us who are much younger, dear Lord. It encourages, Lord God, to know, dear Father, even in old age, we can still bear fruit for the kingdom of God. Father, she hasn't stopped, dear Heavenly Father, although she may not be able to move around with her legs, dear Lord. She's able to call on the phone and give words of encouragement, Lord God, and praise, dear Father. She's, Lord, attentive on Wednesday night, even during the Wednesday night Bible study, Lord God, helping out with words, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, even when we come into the house of God and we come upstairs and we see her, Lord God. She has a smile on her face, Lord God, knowing that she might be going through something in her body. But, dear sister, Lord God, just gives you the glory and pray, dear Father, for allowing her to be in the house of God one more time. And for this, we want to say thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, O Lord, that you look in upon her. Remember her children. Remember her daughters, dear Father, her son, dear Father, as they care for her. Likewise, her grandchildren in a special way. Father, we want to thank you this morning. Likewise, for Brother Levester, we thank you for him being here. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing him, Lord God. Remember his family, Lord, in a special way, Lord God. Not forgetting Brother Reggie. We haven't seen him as of yet, but Lord God, we ask a special prayer and blessing be upon Brother Reggie, dear Heavenly Father, and his wife, Nancy, Lord God. Continue to bless them and be with them in a special way, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Lillian, Lord God. I haven't seen her out yet, but we thank you, Lord. She was feeling much better on Wednesday night, Lord God. And for this, we want to thank you, Lord God, and praise you, Lord God, on her behalf. Ask that you would look in upon Sister Lillian, dear Father. If she's journeying here, dear Father, we ask that you would watch over and grant her traveling mercies over the highway, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you bring her along safely, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this dear sister, and we thank you, Lord God, for her sweet, humble spirit, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we know she's working in her neighborhood, telling people about you, dear Heavenly Father, and so we ask that you would continue to bless her in her endeavors. Thank you for Sister Regina, Lord God. We've seen her here this morning and ask your continued blessings upon her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for her daughter, Debbie, Lord God, and her grand and great-grand, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, you continue to look in upon Sister Regina. Remember her there in her community in which she lives, dear Heavenly Father. Oftentimes, she's put in a request, dear Heavenly Father, for JC, dear Heavenly Father, where she lives, dear Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus that thou would bless and be with her there, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over her, protect her, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for her eyes. Thank you for what you've done for her blood pressure. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for everything that she has brought into you, Lord God. You have blessed and made a way, Lord God, that Sister Regina has still been able to be in the house of the Lord, and we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon Brother Mann, Lord God. We see him here this morning. Thank you for this dear brother. Thank you, Lord God, that you allowed him to travel to see his family and come back, Lord God, not, Lord, knowing that is weighing heavily on his heart, dear Father, about his dear grandson, Lord God. But Lord, we know it's in your hands, and we ask that you would continue to bless and be his guide and his direction and strength he stands in need of. Father, we ask that you would bless him at the door, dear Heavenly Father, and keep him, Lord God, in your tender care. Father, we pray a special prayer and blessing for all those called in online, dear Father. Ask that you would remember them in a special way. Thank you for Sister Vaughn, dear Father, and ask that you would remember her and her family, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, a special prayer for Sister Sandy and her family, Lord God. Received a text on yesterday that Sister Carolyn is in the hospital, Lord. We ask a special prayer upon her likewise, dear Father, that thou would touch her in her body, dear Heavenly Father, that Lord God, thou keep her in perfect peace, Lord God. You said whose mind is stayed on thee. Remembering Sister Sandy too, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, to continue to keep her mind on you, dear Father. We realize, dear Father, there's trouble in our land. We realize there's disease and sickness all around, but help all of us, dear Heavenly Father, to keep our hand in your hand, dear Heavenly Father. Even when we're going through these times, dear Heavenly Father, when it doesn't look like it's going to be good, dear Heavenly Father, the outcome may not be the outcome that we want it to be. Help us, Lord God, not to let go of you, dear Father, but to hold on knowing that you're able to do all things but fail. Lord. Father, we pray likewise that you remember Monty Johnson, his family, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, for all the saints, dear Heavenly Father. We're praying for our brothers and sisters, Lord, we haven't seen in a while in the house of the Lord, dear Father. Help them to come out, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord, to come and be with the brothers and sisters, Lord God, that are in Christ like them, dear Heavenly Father, that can pray and get a prayer through on their behalf, dear Father, to help them through situations. We pray, Lord God, for Sister Kiva this morning, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless her, Lord God, but help her to know, dear Father, she needs to be out in the house of God, dear Father, where, Lord God, she can hear the word of God and be with the saints of God, dear Father, not staying home, dear Father, and trying to work through situations, because situations, Lord God, can't be worked out on our own. We can come, dear Heavenly Father, and bring it to a throne of grace and bring it to the saints of God, who will turn over their meals, who will go, oh, dear Father, all the way with you through it, dear Father, and allow you and help you, dear Heavenly Father, where you may be torn down and weakened. The saints of God can hold you up through these trials and tribulations. Help us to understand that we are a family. And when you're a family, when one suffers, we all suffer. Amen. And so we come together, Lord God, as brothers and sisters in thee, dear Father, lifting one another up, helping one another through these times, dear Father. Yes, times are rough for all of us, dear Lord, but help us to stay, dear Father, in the straight and narrow way. Yes, help us not to get weary in well-doing, but to know, Lord God, that if we press on, dear Father, if we stay within your realm, dear Father, if we allow you to be our guide and direction, you'll carry us through. Praise your name this morning. Help us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Remember our children downstairs, Lord God. Be asking special prayer and blessing upon them. Ask that you would be with them in a special way, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless them as they go back to school, dear Heavenly Father. Realizing many of them go this week back to school, dear Lord, and we realize this Delta variant is really raging in our land, dear Father. Most of their children, dear Father, we've heard on the news that it's really affecting our children and those who are unvaccinated. But, Father, we put a hedge of protection around them. Yes. You said, whatsoever you bind upon earth shall be bound in heaven. And we bound this Delta variant in the name of Jesus to be off of our children. Lord God, we've got young ones, Lord God. Tatum going to school this week. We've got Ashley. We've got Grant, dear Haley, dear Heavenly Father. We've got Grant. We've got Matthew. We've got London, Lord God. Jasmine, dear Heavenly Father. Kendra, dear Lord. We also, dear Heavenly Father, have Brother Javier going to school, dear Father. They need your protection, Lord God. They need, Lord God, your hedge around them, Lord God, so that they may be able to go into these schoolhouses and be safe. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would bless and get the glory out of our lives. Oh, Father, we just thank you and praise you this morning. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless. Remember all our brothers and sisters in Christ. Remember each and every soul, dear Heavenly Father, especially, Lord God, those who are out of the ark of safety, our loved ones, our friends, our family members, our co-workers, Lord God, our neighbors, Lord God, those we come in contact, dear Father, at the store. Remember them in a mighty way. Father, we know you're able, dear Father, this morning, and we ask that you would bless. Yes, our hearts are a little heavy right now, knowing, dear Father, that if it's your will that our brother goes on, dear Father. But Father, we just thank you and praise you this morning. We rejoice in the fact that we know you, Lord God, in the free pardon of our sins, and ask that you would continue to bless us. Help us, Lord God, to run this race that you've set before us, looking, dear Heavenly Father, to the author and the finisher of our faith, knowing, dear Heavenly Father, all of our faith is in you, dear Father, this morning. All of our faith, dear Father, all of our love, all of our praise is in your name, dear Heavenly Father, knowing, dear Father, you're able to do all things but fail. So we ask this morning that the words of our mouth, we ask that the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, we thank you. Amen. Amen. Jesus. Amen.
In your bulletin, you should have a song. Make me a servant. Bless the Lord. Make me a servant, humble.
For salvation.
Amen.
And making us meet for the master's use. Amen. That's the only way that we can be a servant of God. Amen. If we meet the conditions. We thank God for his blessings. Thank God for keeping us from last week to this week.
Amen.
Amen. Just giving him glory this morning.
Praise our God.
Knowing that God is God in all things.
Yes,
in life, in death, whatever betide, God will take care of us. Amen.
Amen.
Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning and thanking God for her. Thanking God for giving her the strength to do all that she does in the kingdom of God. Amen. So glad to see each one here this morning. Those who are listening by phone, just thanking God for all that he has done and to be still be in the land of the living.
Yeah.
Amen. Able to come together to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Our responsive reading this morning is found in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Amen. Thank God for his word. You know, the study that we've been doing in our Sunday school this whole quarter about the word of God, it's a blessing.
Amen.
To just think about what God's word is. And what it has done in our lives. Thank God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Reading responsively.
Amen.
Verse 6. Amen.
Amen.
Wherein ye greatly rejoice.
Amen.
Though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations.
That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, together, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. We've not seen him with the natural eye, but we have seen him through the word. And thank God for the word.
Amen.
Amen. We're told, in fact, in that third chapter of John, we're told, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so we're so thankful for the new birth, being able to see the kingdom of God. Thank God. Thank God for his goodness. At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer. Know that God is able to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And that's why we pray in the name of Jesus, because we know there's power in the name of Jesus. And our prayers have been answered in the name of Jesus. And so we just thank God. And so we can have confidence when we call upon his name. So we'll ask if there are special requests for prayer at this time, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Regina. Mama. Amen. Sister Regina, they made a request for a JC Village where she lives. A gentleman died there last Sunday. And so remember that family, that bereaved family, in prayer. And also remember her neighbor, Miss Christine, much in prayer. She's 96, so remember her much in prayer. And her daughter. Amen. Sister Webb. Amen. God bless you, Sister Webb. Amen. She's thankful for the prayers of the saints. Her husband is doing better. And pray for her family, her children, her grandchildren, and for her, knowing that God's able. God's able to bless. God, the Lord, will support you and bring you through whatever you're going through. Amen. Sister Melita. Amen. Sister Melita said to pray for Sister Ferris Devon and her family, much in prayer. The storm is a pretty bad storm is coming through. I believe that's that hurricane that they said was going to. Normally, you know, the hurricanes hit down south somewhere and then sweep up through the on land. But this one stayed on land, and they said was going to hit New England. So remember Sister Ferris Day and her family, much in prayer, as the storm is going through. She said she's going to try to listen to service today, but the storm is coming through. So as we know, when storms come through, sometimes the power stays on and sometimes it goes off. And we know God can keep her in the midst of the storm. So remember Sister Ferris Day and her sister and her sister's husband, that whole family, much in prayer.
Amen. Sister Blake, continue to remember Sister Smith, she's online. Likewise, remember Sister Kiva, she's also online. And Sister Francine, remember her, they're online. And special prayer for Brother Delmar and his family. Just remember them much in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Smith. Sister Smith, who's online, Sister Kiba, who's online, and Brother Delmar and his family especially. And remember Brother Sister Scott, much in prayer. They're also online or on the phone. Amen. Sister Carol. Yeah. Amen. That request, Sister Carol, maybe was for Brother Bill Thompson, who's not doing well. And Sister Carol spoke with his daughter and also spoke with him, and doesn't seem to be doing very well. And he says that he sends his love to the saints and says that he'll meet us on the other side. So remember him much in prayer. Remember his family. You know, God's will be done. Amen. Sister Holmes. Amen. Praise God. And God bless you, Sister Holmes. She said that the condition of her body doesn't have anything to do with her ears. Amen. And she's here to hear the word of God. She appreciates the word that's given on Sunday and then also on Wednesday nights. And that's just like the scripture that was in our Sunday school lesson when David said, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation day and night." And that's Sister Holmes. That's in her request. That's a testimony that she gave. She loves the word of God. And God, may God bless you, Sister Holmes. We're so glad when we see you pressing your way, it causes us to press on, and we want to press on with you. Amen. Oh my. Oh my. Yeah. Yes. Amen. 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 That's such a you're right. That touches your heart. You know, there was a six-year-old girl who was left there because her mother was afraid to come and pick her up because she was afraid of being deported, and so she left her there. So we're thankful that. It didn't come to the point of children's services, but we're, you know, God is a God will intervene for little children, and we're so thankful for that. Amen. So we'll continue to remember Brother DeAndre in prayer. Amen. Amen. To remember Tatum, who starts school on Wednesday. Amen. Amen. or other requests. Amen. Brother Pierre, remember Brother Pierre who will be traveling back home. Amen. Remember me in body as I'm standing, I'm getting slightly dizzy. So remember me, the Lord would touch me in body. Amen. All general requests.
Amen.
On something from the Lord. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask if Brother Maurice Blake would take us to the throne of grace. There are those who have a special need, a special request. Come boldly to the throne of grace.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 505? Humble yourself to walk with God. 505. 505 in the worship of the Lord. 505.
If you would have the dear Savior from heaven walk by your side from the morn till the even, there is a rule that each day you must follow. Humble
around the children for prayer for when they go back to school. Thanks.
Shall we bow our heads for prayer? Glory to God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, we come to your throne as humbly as we know how. We have so many petitions to give to you today, dear Heavenly Father, but we know you never tire of us coming to you. In fact, you tell us to pray without ceasing. It means to us that you want us to live in your will, not in our will. Dear Heavenly Father, our word says, or your word says, our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we believe that, dear Heavenly Father. We believe that with every fabric of our hearts. We also know that we're going to see trial and tribulation. We also know we're going to see illnesses, dear Heavenly Father, because you said even if we're saved, we're going to suffer something for your sake. So we know that, dear Heavenly Father, and we don't want to make light of that. But we come to you this morning with a heavy heart. We ask your prayers for the Hubbard family down in Lebanon, Ohio, dear Heavenly Father. Our dear brother Delmar, and we don't know what the result is going to be. We just want your will to be done, and we will live with your will, not our will. But we know they're going to need your strength, dear Heavenly Father. Regardless of what happens, they're going to need your strength. It may be your will that you have him come back full strength. We don't know. We're not going to doubt what you're going to do. We're just going to lift up our prayers to you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you have him, his family, in your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, Sister Carol spoke about Brother Bill Thompson down in Georgia. She even said, we need you to listen to what he has to say or how he is saying it. And again, we ask your prayers for Brother Thompson. We have no idea what is your will. As the word said, God lives, God speaks, and man lives. God speaks, and man dies. We have no control over that. We do have some control in that we can pray to you, to Heavenly Father, because we need your strength in these times. Last week, dear Father, another soul was lost in Sister Regina's complex, and we ask your prayers for that family as well. I don't know the name of that individual, but it doesn't matter what the name is. We just ask for your strength and your encouragement, dear Heavenly Father. There's also a woman in that complex who's 96 years old, dear Heavenly Father. You've given her 96 years. The word speaks to 70. So she's lived 70 beyond what your word says. Dear Heavenly Father, that didn't happen without your intervention. It didn't happen because of man. It happened because of you. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings upon Sister Webb's husband. She's given thanks because he's improving. He's doing better. He's doing much, much better. And that's due to you, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for that because we know without coming to you, without asking you for your strength and for your encouragement, and it says in the word, without you, we are nothing. And we are nothing without you because we have to put our will in your hands. It's not our will, it is yours. Heavenly Father, we thank you to see Sister home in our midst again today. As she said, she thanks you. She thanked you for the fact that she can hear the word on Sunday mornings and hear the words from Brother Byron on Wednesday evening. And we thank you because you've given us the wisdom to do our Bible studies by phone, because that gives us an opportunity to get more souls to listen to your word, to listen to your preaching, to listen to what is the truth. As it says in the word, my word is truth. And we can't do anything without your word, dear Heavenly Father. We ask your blessings upon Sister Lake, our assistant pastor. She says that she's a little woozy, a bit dizzy. We ask for your intervention right now, dear Heavenly Father. We ask your blessings right now, dear Heavenly Father. We know that she has a duty to perform in our service today, and we ask that you touch her in a mighty, mighty, mighty way right now. As we know that sometimes you can bless us, and really we're being blessed right now. The mere fact that we were able to get up this morning, the mere fact that you gave us traveling mercies this morning to get to the service, you blessed us right now. And we ask that you touch Sister Blake and give her a blessing, give her a touch right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we have our children gathered around your throne this morning. As you know, many of them, some of them have begun school, but many of them will begin school this coming Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. And we ask your hedge of protection around them, because we know that they're not going to get the kind of nurturing and the kind of teaching that they get here in the house of the Lord. So we know that if they're out there in their own devices and do not have you as their hedge of protection around them, we have no idea what they may pick up. We already know that there are some individuals in those schoolhouses who want to reap evil. We already know that. We already know in those schoolhouses, dear Heavenly Father, we have some individuals who have never gone to church. We also know in some of those schoolhouses, dear Heavenly Father, some of those individuals care nothing about your word. We have young people that we have been nurturing for years and years and years, dear Heavenly Father. We don't want them to lose a bit of your word. And we only know that if you intervene, we need your intervention. We need you, dear Heavenly Father, to bless these children day after day after day. That's what we need. We need you, dear Heavenly Father. We ask your blessings, of course, on Sister Lillian. Saw her come in today. She's been under the weather for a couple of weeks. We just thank you. We thank you that we saw her today. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you've blessed her and made her feel better. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for what you've done for Sister Smith. Over 2 weeks ago, she had a surgery for an illness. Thank the Lord that it did not spread anywhere. We know that I think it's tomorrow that the stitches may be removed, and you're blessing her every single day. On Wednesday evenings when we're preparing for Bible study, dear Heavenly Father, her voice is strong. God, many times, dear Heavenly Father, her voice is stronger than mine. And I thank you for what you've done for her. But more importantly, dear Heavenly Father, she thanks you for what you've done. She gives you all praise, all honor, and all glory for what you have done. And we thank you for that. Heavenly Father, we also want to thank you for Sister Kiba. We ask that you continue to bless her family, bless her in a mighty, mighty way. We're thankful to see our dear Sister India in service today. We did not see her last week. Her daughter, Infinity, is here with us, with her, and we thank you for blessing them. I ask your blessings, of course, upon Sister Lauren Seen. She's always down with the children, giving them a snack, giving them their nourishment, giving them something for their body. And then she's making sure that they eat it as quickly and as as digestibly as they can, because she wants them to get upstairs to hear the word of God, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for this dear sister. We thank you for Sister Carol being in our midst again today. I'm so thankful that there are individuals in this congregation, there are individuals who have been in this congregation that I do not know. But dear God, you, even at 89 years of age, you give her you bless her to speak with these individuals. They seek her counsel, dear Heavenly Father, and they seek her counsel because they know she is a woman of God. And we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that to the bottom of our hearts. We also ask your blessings upon Sister Fairstay Vaughn and her family. As you very well know, she's in Boston, Massachusetts. The tropical storm Henry is threatening that East Coast. She says that she may not be able to hear the full message today, but it doesn't matter what she thinks. It matters what you think, dear Heavenly Father. You're the one who's going to control whether or not she hears that full message. If you want her to hear it, she is going to hear it. But we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, because she has a desire to hear your word, and we thank you for that. We're so thankful also for Brother Levester. I didn't hear a request from him, but I know his son is a truck driver. He travels this entire country, so we ask your blessings upon him. We pray that wherever he is, he can hear your word today. If he's in a place where maybe the signal is not strong, again, if it's your will that he hears it, he will hear it. He also asks your blessings many times for his family members, his daughters, his grandchildren, and we thank you for that, and we thank what we're going to do ahead of that, dear Heavenly Father. We're thankful for Brother Mann being in our midst again today, dear Heavenly Father. He has a grandson who's battling an illness. Again, it doesn't matter what we feel about the illness. It doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter what the doctors think. It doesn't matter what the nurses think. It doesn't matter what the physical therapists think. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks. It only matters what you think, dear Heavenly Father. If you want this young man to be in our midst for a little while longer, I guarantee you he'll be in our midst a little while longer. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings upon Brother Byron. This saved individual, he speaks to us through you. His word comes through you to him, and he conveys it to us on Wednesday evening. These past few weeks, this divine presence has pricked my heart, Heavenly Father. I didn't think about it in the depth and breadth that he has delivered it, but I thank you. I'm learning more and more about the divine presence. Heavenly Father, I thank you and thank you for that. You give us what we need. You give us what we need, Heavenly Father. We thank for that. We thank you for giving him traveling mercy. You know, he traveled, I think, to Cincinnati last week to visit with family and friends. You saw that he could come back safely. We were glad to see him this morning, and we thank you for what you've done. Sometimes, Heavenly Father, we just don't give enough attention to thanking you and praising your holy name. We need to do that. I know you've said, ask and we will receive, knock and the door shall be open. But sometimes we need to just sit back and look at the salvation of the Lord. Just thank you and praise your holy name and give you all the glory, all the glory. Heavenly Father, I saw Brother Tony come in today. We ask your blessings upon him. You gave him traveling mercies to get to service today. I thank you for the fact that many times Brother Tony would just say, I thank the Lord for the day that he has made. And we need to take the time to do that because we don't have to be here for this day. We're not guaranteed to be here day after day after day. You awaken us every day. You give us mental, good mental health. You give us a touch. You send us on our way, and we need to make sure we reverence you for that and praise your holy name. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Brother Reggie is here today. We thank you for him. We ask your blessings upon he and his wife, Sister Nancy. We haven't heard any more about her illness a few months ago, so we thank you for what you've done for her, and we praise you for that. I'm so thankful to have seen our children today. When they're not here, we miss them, dear Heavenly Father. And we want you to know that we miss them. We want them to know that when they are not here, the fabric of our unity is sometimes compromised, dear Heavenly Father, because we're all one. In Psalms, he blesses us. He tells us he wants unity. That's Psalms 133:1. He asks for unity, and we thank you for that. We're going to hear the word today, dear Heavenly Father, from our dear Sister Jenkins, Sister Renee Jenkins, our pastor today. And we thank you for what you've done for her throughout the week as you've given her a word. You've told her what your flock needs to hear. So we want to ask your blessings upon her that she can convey the word in the way that you want the word conveyed. We want you to bless us to have an open heart to receive and hear the word. We've talked all quarter long about the Holy Bible, Heavenly Father, and we have the opportunity every week to hear your word, and we thank you for that. We ask your blessings, of course, upon Sister Millicent. She's our song leader. We ask that you continue to bless her. We thank you for her being here every week, taking care of those duties. We ask your blessings upon Sister Melita, Brother PJ in the media room for what they do to get the word out to everyone. That is not a small, those are not small tasks, dear Heavenly Father. And they could not do those without your intervention, without your leadership, without your guidance. But praise be to God, those two sisters and that one brother say amen to your will. That's what they do. That's why they're able to do it every single week. We ask your blessings upon Sister Melita and her family, Sister Millicent and her family. Heavenly Father, I'd be remiss without asking or praising you for what you did for Brother DeAndre yesterday. You put that on his heart. That's a young man. And many times young people have no concept of what this world is all about. We thank you for bringing him to the Lord. We thank you for bringing his dear wife to the Lord, Sister Maria. We thank you for bringing those two young boys to the Lord. They haven't surrendered themselves to you yet, to Heavenly Father, but if they come here long enough, I guarantee you they're going to deliver themselves to you. We had a situation where the daughter, a lady's daughter, came to Columbus from another state. She was afraid to come and pick her up because she may have been deported. But praise be to God, you had a ram in the bush. You had a ram in the bush, Heavenly Father. Somehow, some way, everything worked out. Somehow, some way, everything worked out. We ask your blessings, of course, upon Sister Sandy. We have not seen her for a while. We hope and we pray that she's doing well and that one day we'll see her walk through the door. Brother Monty, we pray for he and his family. As I've heard Sister Jenkins mention time and again, he said that he's now saved, that he's going to come to the house of the Lord. We haven't seen him yet, but it, again, doesn't matter what I think, the Heavenly Father. One of these days, you're going to bring him to your throne. One of these days, you'll bring him to your throne. We ask your blessings, of course, on all of the people who are online. We ask your blessings upon those individuals who may have wanted to be here but could not be here for whatever reason. We ask your blessings, of course, on Sister Scott and Brother Scott. I believe I saw Brother Scott walk through the door today, if I'm not mistaken. I believe I did. That's divine presence, the Heavenly Father. I believe I did see him as I was coming up to the podium, and I thank you for that, if indeed he's here. Heavenly Father, we have so much by which we need to be thankful. We have so many blessings that you bestow upon us. As the word says, you daily loadeth us with benefits. And sometimes we take those for granted, and I want to apologize in public. Sometimes we do take those for granted, and we shouldn't. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've done for us today. We praise your holy name. We give you all praise, honor, and glory that you so definitely deserve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God. Thank God for the privilege of prayer. I'm before you to lift morning offering. This is the fourth Sunday of the month. The special offering for today is for missionaries. So we may place our offering for missions in the center plate as we file forward. Our tithes and other offerings may be placed on the far left and far right plate. Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness. Thank the Lord. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God, for all of your many, many blessings to us. Lord, even as Brother Maurice says, Lord, we cannot count all of our blessings, dear God. Lord, they are too numerous, dear Father. And Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for all that you are to us. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear Father, even as we obey your word in giving. Lord, we realize, dear God, that we want to obey all of your word, dear God, not just part. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these tithes and offerings and that you would use them, dear Lord, to your glory and your honor. We pray, dear God, that they would be used according to your will, dear Father. For, Lord, we know not, dear Father, what to do, Lord, except you should guide us. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you, dear Father, would direct in everything that is said and done with these tithes and offerings. We pray, dear Father, your blessings upon each giver. Pray, Lord, that you would use us, dear Father, according to your divine will, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you would multiply, dear Father, the offerings, dear God, as only you can, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear Father, if we were to try, dear Father, to direct their use, Lord, with our own small minds, dear Father, there would be dissipation, dear God. There would be loss. But, Lord, in thee, dear God, there is only increase. And so we pray, dear Father, that you would bless each gift and each giver and use both to your glory and to your honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
already washed in the blood.
Once and for all, praise our God. Thank God for his blessings this morning. Thank God for prayers. I thank God for his touch. I'm not dizzy now. Glory to God. Amen. I thank God for all that he has done. at all that he is doing. And even if he decides not to do in some cases, I still thank him because he's able, not because he's not able. Amen. And so in submitting to his will, I'm happy. So if I was standing here having to hold on to the podium, I still thank God for his goodness. Amen. So, so good to be here this morning. We have our visitor, Mr. The last Miss Cunningham. First name is Brian. All right. All right. I wasn't sure. Mr. Brian Cunningham, so glad to see you. Your address is here on Wayne Avenue, so glad to have you. Just know that you are welcome at all times. Amen. God, we're persuaded that the Lord directed you here. And so we thank God for that, and we're glad to have you with us. Amen. So glad also for Brother and Sister Scott. Thank the Lord. Didn't know. Brother Maurice was praying, and he said, I'm not sure, but I thought I saw. And I said, well, but praise the Lord. I hope I can see what he saw. So glad to see you. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for traveling mercies for you to be here safely, and you know your home. Amen. So, so glad to see both of you here, and know that you're always in our prayers. Amen. Thank God. And in fact, Pastor Jenkins prayed for you this morning on the phone. You know, I think they're on the phone. Amen. But we didn't know that you also en route. So we thank God. We thank God for that. What a wonderful surprise.
Amen.
Amen. And blessing. Amen. We know that we've come to hear from the Lord. We've come to hear what God is going to tell us. Even as Sister Holmes said in her prayer request, she's just glad to be here to hear the word of God. And that's why we've come. We want to know what God's will is for us. So we're going to stand and have a word of prayer before Pastor Jenkins comes before us, knowing that she will be speaking God's word of the unction of the Holy Spirit. We know also that she has full faith and trust and confidence in God to give her the word to preach. You know, there are some people who have, they think of even the talking about money and the government of the United States, they say the full faith and confidence of the United States government is behind the currency. But we are dealing in souls, and our full faith and confidence and trust is in God and the Spirit of God to anoint Pastor Jenkins to preach the word of God. And so we're going to offer prayer on her behalf at this time to preach the word, that our ears and our hearts may hear, and for us to receive the word. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful, dear God, to be in your presence this day. Lord, we're so thankful, dear God, that you gave us the strength, dear God, to hear, to receive, dear God, the blessings, dear Father, that you have for us this day in the house of God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, on this side of the service, dear Father. We've been on the other side, Lord, where we've been talking to you and offering prayers and singing praises to your most holy name. But Lord, now, Lord, we're ready to hear, dear God. We want to hear, dear Father, what your Spirit is saying to the church. And we pray, dear God, that you would anoint Pastor Jenkins in the name of Jesus, Lord, to preach your word in Spirit's power, dear God. knowing, dear Father, that your word is able, dear God, to change lives, to change minds, to change hearts, dear God. Your word is able to strengthen us, dear God, in our walk with thee. Lord, your word is able, Lord, to reprove us, Lord, where we need reproof, dear Father, and to correct us, Lord, that we may walk, dear God, according to your word, dear Father. Lord, that you would order our steps in your word. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless and touch Pastor Jenkins, dear God, from head to toe, dear Father. Give her the strength, dear Father, to proclaim, dear Father, what you have already, Lord, placed on her heart. And we pray, Lord, your anointing on our hearts to receive your word, dear God. Lord, that it may speak peace to us, dear God. Lord, that if there are those, dear God, who are as yet unsaved, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord, and that they would, Lord, run, dear Father, with all of their might, dear God. Run, turn, and run sin, dear God, to serve the almighty and everlasting God. Now have your way, Lord, and Lord, we pray, dear God, that your will be done in all things. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, to my dear brother, Minister Scott, Sister Blake, Sister Francine, his wife, to this congregation. I thank God for each and every one of you. I got a little nervous, Brother Scott, because I thought maybe I gave you the wrong date. Because I know you're due here next Lord's Day. And so I got a little sweat going on here, but that's all right. Thank the Lord. I got the right date. Amen. But as I looked over at Brother Scott, I said, you can come right on up here. But thank the Lord for being here. Thank the Lord for all the saints of God, the beautiful prayers this morning. Thank God for our visitor, Mr. Cunningham. We thank God for you being here. You have a namesake of some that are here in the congregation, but we thank God for you being with us, and we trust that you will hear something today in the message and what has been said throughout the day here. Thank God for all the saints. I was thinking as I was sitting here and the Lord had me look back into our Sunday school lesson. It was lesson 10. We had the Bible at judgment. Don't know why God gave this to me, but he did. And you know, there was a part in that Sunday school lesson that said, if we neglect the Bible now, there will be no time at the judgment to catch up. Read it every day. Obey what you read. Fill your heart with God's word so evil thoughts have no room. Give yourself to God and you will love his word. I found that to be so. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. In our hearing this morning, we read 1 Peter, the first chapter, 6 through 9. We would like to go back there to get the subject the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. To our young people, I ask you to get your Bibles out, your writing instruments, to write down the scriptures. Thank God for the privilege of being able to read his word, to study it, meditate upon it. We know that blessed are they that not only that read it, but hear it and keep it. So we've got to do all those things. And saints, we're sitting here this afternoon. Let us have our prayer on our heart for the Hubbard family. Likewise for Sister Carolyn Johnson. We understand is in the hospital, so let us have a little prayer on our hearts for these. And if there's any others, let us just hold them up to the Lord. We thank God.
Amen.
Lord bless. We would like to go back to 1 Peter 1 and look at verse 6 to get the subject.
Lord bless.
Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. You see, the age-old question that is still around today is, why do Christians suffer? How could God be in this? Lord, why did you do this? Or Lord, why did you allow this to happen to me? Jesus said in John 15, verse 20,
Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. In Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, turn with me there for a moment. We are reminded that God allowed his son to suffer and die on the cross to redeem us from our sins. It was a cruel death. Yet we are told there in the 10th verse of Isaiah 53, these words, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, that he shall see his deed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. You think about this, saints, for a moment. It pleased God to bruise his own son for you and I. It pleased God to allow his son to suffer what his son suffered so that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. How many know what I'm saying this afternoon? That when it said it pleased the Lord, that means that Christ suffered for you and I. He was our redemption back to Almighty God. He led the way in order for you and I to be able to come to Almighty God. He gave us his word so that we know in the word of God when he tells us in another passage of scripture, I am the door. By me, if any man come in, he shall be saved. Have you found that to be so? Not only are you saved, but he said you shall go in and out and find pasture. Is your soul being fed knowing that the Lord God sent his son to die for you on the cross? He went on to say there in verse 11, he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Praise our God. When God raised Jesus from the dead, he called the church, and the church of God is you and I, and we are to follow him into all the world. Jesus said in Mark 16, verse 15, he tells us to go into all the world, he said, and preach the gospel to every creature. The question we must answer is, are we willing to follow Jesus? Are we willing to follow him when life is a little difficult? Will we follow him when it is a little dangerous? Will we follow him if it causes us just a little bit of pain and uncomfort? Will we follow him when it causes us a little suffering and even death? Are we willing to follow him at whatever cost? Jesus said to his disciples in John, the 16th chapter, and he said there in verse 33, and praise our God for the word of God being left on record, that we can go in, saints of God, and read what the word has to say. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. He said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise our God. Oh, he let us know in him we'll have peace, but not in this old world. When you look at all the things that are going on right now, you can see our world is not at peace. We are suffering on every hand. You look around and you're hearing about various things that are happening. I know if you've listened to the news this past week, we see all the things going on with Afghanistan. Then we hear about COVID. Now we're hearing about a tropical storm that is hitting our land. Oh, there's trouble in the land, and God's going to move his hand. Praise our God. But all those of us that are in the Lord, we have peace. But in this world, he said, ye shall have tribulation. You know, many times you'll hear people say, you know, I can't serve God. I can't go through those things. I've got to, and you know, there are some times where I just have to do things my way. And I heard Sister Francine on yesterday. She said something that someone had said to me, Sister Renee, I'm not there yet. But we better get there. You see, the word of God lets us know that we're going to go through something to live for Jesus Christ. And when you go through something for him, It has proven us to see where we stand in our faith with Almighty God.
Amen.
Turn with me to Matthew, the 16th chapter. Let us look at Christ's words to his disciples in verse 24. He says there, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. I know this is hard for some to bear. I know this is hard for some to do because their heart is tied to their possession. And when one is tied or has set their heart's affections on their worldly possession, they have no room for Christ Jesus in their life. That was a problem with the rich young ruler in Mark, the 10th chapter. I ask you to read that in your leisure. He loved his possession more than his own soul. How about us this afternoon? Do we love those automobiles, those houses, those cars, and the job, and all these things more than our own soul? And what are you saying, Sister Renee? Getting our own soul right with Almighty God, making sure we're getting the necessary food for our own soul so that we may be able to live in this life. You know, the world is going to be the world. The things in the world are going to happen. Why? Because Jesus says the more you see the day approaching, these things are going to be happening. But we, saints of God, have got to keep our eyes on the sparrow. We've got to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ because we know that he's let us know in the word, he let us know in the word of God that the way of a transgressor is hard. You say it's hard to live for the Lord, but my Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. Praise our God. One of the most common questions that I'm asked is why do bad things happen to good people? Why do the saints of God have to suffer with cancer, heart attacks, strokes, and various other illnesses? We are told in 1 Peter 5, verse 9, these words, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in our brethren that are in the world. Also, 2 Timothy 3, verse 12 says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. All saints of God, one of the primary purposes behind our suffering is to qualify us to become consolers of others that are suffering.
Amen.
You see, when we suffer in our body, it allows us to become very patient with those who are suffering also. What are you saying, Sister Renee? When we have had to suffer through an affliction ourselves, we know how someone else feels when they're going through something. And we don't find ourselves saying things such as, what did they do that God would allow this sickness to fall upon them? Suffering doesn't have to become because someone has sinned or because they've lacked faith. Yes, all suffering we know and all sickness originates from the sin of Adam and Eve in the garden. And its effect is universal in nature. There are many people who cling to the belief that if people are suffering, they must have committed sin or that God is punishing them. But never think that. You see, God uses our suffering to his glory to tell others about Jesus Christ. Turn with me, John, the 9th chapter in the Word of God. You Bible students know the story of the man born blind. How the disciples asked Christ these words in verse 2. He said, and his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. All Jesus was telling the disciples that this man's handicap was allowed by God, so that God could get his glory from this man's life. Those who have endured suffering and who have come through it have proven God's faithfulness through their affliction. The 34th division of Psalms, verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16 says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Amen.
Saints of God, Let us hold on in the midst of our afflictions. Let us hold on in the midst of our trials. Let us hold on in the midst of our burdens. Trials and tribulations are laying in wait to pounce upon you and I. When trouble comes our way in the form of sickness, when it comes our way in the form of a trial, a burden, and it will come. Where can the pilgrims of Almighty God go? The psalmist answered that in the 121st division of Psalms. And I know we know it well. When he says there in the word of God, he said, I will lift up my eyes. He said, unto the hills from whence cometh my help. See, do you know where your help comes from, saints of God? He said, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Right. He said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. See, God is not going to suffer you to move if you don't want to be moved. He will take you through that trial and tribulation and allow you to come out of that trial and tribulation and testify to someone else about the goodness of Almighty God. He said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. See, our God is not sleep at the wheel, and he's not black concerning promises. Oh, our God is on duty all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Our God is a right on time God. How many have found that to be so? Oh, there may be times when we may look around and we may say, oh, well, God didn't answer that. Well, God has already answered. He said, before you ask, I've already answered. And yet while you're speaking, I'll hear your humble cry. Oh, don't count God out when you're going through something, but stand true to Almighty God. And that's Moses told the children of Israel when they were coming out of Egypt. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes, saints of God, we've just got to stand still and see what God is doing. Sometimes we don't need to meddle in it, but we've got to stand back and allow our God to work it out, and God will work it out to his glory and to God's honor. Praise the Lord. He went on to say there, the Lord is the keeper, thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Oh, our God is watching over us. He's got a divine overshadowing, saints of God. Oh, I remember the Sister Dean, she used to sing her favorite, one of her favorite songs, My Heavenly Father Watches Over Me. Do you believe he's still watching over you? Do you believe he's still watching over me? Then stand true to your confession to Almighty God. He went on to say, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Do you believe that? If you stay in Almighty God, God is watching over your soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. He said, from this time forth, even forevermore. Praise be to Almighty God. You know, saints of God, we just came up here in a circle and pray that God's protection be around our children. If we don't believe it, let us not pray for it. But if we believe it, let us stand on the truth that God is going to preserve our going in and our going out from all evil. He shall keep our children in this day. Praise our God. Praise God. James said in James, the first chapter, turn with me there for a moment. In verse 2 of that scripture reading, he said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall in to divers temptations. Meaning when you didn't see it coming, count it all joy anyway. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You might be saying, Sister Renee, my affliction is not a temptation. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, it can be. If the enemy of your soul is telling you or tempting you to turn away from God. I don't know about you, but I would rather suffer with God on my side than not having in my life when I'm going through an affliction,
when I'm going through a burden or a trial. So you might be wondering, why should we count it all joy when trials come? Because trials build our faith capacity to endure. James gives the second reason in verse 4. He said, but let your patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You see, patience is what all of us need in order to run this race that we are in. Patience means endurance. You think about when you're running a 10K or 10K marathon. The runner gets out and runs 9K. Their endurance didn't complete the race. You see, endurance has its perfect work when we make it all the way to the finish line, which is our heavenly home in glory. Let us not get there in a trial or a sickness and get on our deathbed and then begin to turn away from God. No, let's go all the way, saints of God. See, that's what endurance is supposed to do. It takes us the distance with Jesus Christ at the helm. Jesus said in Matthew 24:13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Do we believe that, saints, this afternoon? Also in Ecclesiastes 9:11, we're told these words. He said, wherefore seeing, let me go back and just read a little bit. He said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race, Ecclesiastes 9:11, he said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to the men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. And then in Hebrews 12, we are told these words in verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, and those witnesses are found in the 11th chapter. I ask you to read them in your leisure. It said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Saints of God, we've got to believe in God. We've got to believe in the God that we are serving right now. We've got to believe that our God is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. When we get into the midst of a trial, when we get into a tribulation or a burden is laying heavy on us, let us come to the altar of Almighty God and lay our burdens there. Let us come and allow God to have them. Let us not stay home and say, I'll deal with it on my own. No, God has given you brothers and sisters in Christ to help you through that period in time. Oh, and to help you to be able to make it through. Because when you're going through, that's when the enemy is pouncing down on you heavy. That's when the enemy is coming down and began trying to strip you of your faith and to make your faith weak. But let's finish on what he says there. The Hebrew writer says there in that 12th verse, in verse 1, he said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Here we go again with patience. He said, looking unto who? Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Thank God Jesus didn't come down. Thank God he stayed there for you and I. He said, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. You see, God is using our trials, our sicknesses, and our burdens to make us perfect and complete, where we lack nothing in him. I know some may be saying, Sister Renee, this doesn't help. I'm still in pain. I'm still out of a job. I'm still not sleeping well at night. I can't pay my bills. My situation seems to get worse, not better. I say to you this afternoon, don't quit on God.
Amen.
Don't quit trusting God. Don't jump off the potter's wheel. Get anchored in God.
Amen.
Continue affirming and trusting in his goodness, his wisdom, his faithfulness, and his sovereignty. That is what James is saying to us. When life gets a little difficult, let us let our anchor down deeper in the Lord until the storm passes by. Praise our God. You see, the Spirit of the Lord gave us a message not long ago on Jesus and the anchor for the soul. The Spirit of the Lord had to say in that message that during times of struggle, we have a place, our hope and trust. We have to place our hope and trust in a higher power. And that higher power is Jesus Christ himself. You see, he alone is our hope and the anchor for our souls. When Jesus is our anchor, it means we have hope in the things of God. And this spiritual hope is the core to our faith in him. And without this hope, we have no foundation for which we are to build upon. And when things are troubling at best, remember, God isn't dead. As Sister Maria says, just trust him. Don't tempt him. Let us be like Job. When his trials got to the point, they were too much for him to handle. He cried out in Job 13, verse 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Can you say that this afternoon? Although your trials may be mounting, they may be heavy. The burden is heavy upon you. Can you say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him? Praise God. You see, as long as God is alive and in control, we have hope in Christ Jesus. See, God isn't just in office for 4 years.
Amen. Amen.
He's eternal. And before God, there was none else. And in the end, there will be none else. So trust him, be true, and see what he will do. He'll never disappoint your soul. When you have done your best, let Jesus do the rest. But keep your eye upon the goal. Praise God. Say to you this afternoon, is your hope still in him? You see, saints of God, the best teachers of faith in any family of God is not those of us who stand here in the pulpit. Rather, it's the saints of God who have suffered through and who are still worshiping God.
Praise
faithfully.
God.
Saints who have suffered and are witnesses to his goodness and to all his blessings. Saints who can say through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. When God allows us to suffer for the cause of Christ's sake, and when we come through our trials, we can then be of great help to someone else. That's if we'll trust God through it. When we do, people will be attracted to us, not because we're trying to attract them to us. No, they will be attracted to us so that we can witness to them about our God. Look at what it says there in 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and the 15th verse. It said, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. You see, we've got to be ready to tell someone about what God has done for us. We got to be ready to share, maybe have to go back and share that old life that God brought us out. We're not talking about bringing glory to it, but we're talking about sharing it so that someone knows that God brought you through, that people won't think that, oh, it's just me going through it. No, I say to you, come in this house of God and look at all these saints here. They have gone through many things. Many have them been delivered from cancer, alcohol, drugs. Many been delivered from cigarettes, various things in our life, lying, cheating, stealing. We've been delivered from it. Praise our God. Now we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise our God. And we can say to God be the glory for great things God has done for all each and every one of us. Praise our God this afternoon. Oh, thank God for his word. In our scripture reading this morning, Peter spoke of suffering as a servant of the Lord as he neared the end of the epistle. In chapter 5, he provides some insight as to why God allows his children to suffer. Though we cannot avoid suffering in this life, We can, through the word of God, see how we can endure throughout that suffering. Notice the words in verse 10 of 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Look at what he says there. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have what? Suffered how long? A while. He said, make you perfect. Oh, God has something for it. The reason us to go through something. Saints of God. He said, for after you have suffered a while, he will make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose I have written briefly, exhorting, testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand. Here Peter confirms the reality of our suffering. You see, no matter who we are, there will come a time when we will face pain and trials in this life. In Matthew 5, verse 45, Jesus said that the Father makes the Son to rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just as well as the unjust. Saints of God, when we're going through something, let us not get like Ospa in the 73rd division of Psalms. I ask you to read it in your leisure. He said his feet almost slipped because he became envious at those that were in the world. He saw their prosperity. He saw that they were not in trouble as other men. Neither are they plagued with other men. Their pride compasses about them. He went on to say their eyes stood out with fatness. They had more than heart could wish. Yeah, there's some in this life that have way more than what you and I have or will ever have. But don't allow our feet to slip, saints. Don't allow us to look at them and say, well, why aren't they suffering? Because God said he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But what I say to you and I this afternoon, consider Calvary for a moment. We are told in the word of God that our Savior knew no sin and neither was guile found in his mouth. Yet he suffered so that we might have life and have it more abundantly in him. None of us from the pulpit down are exempt from suffering. Jesus was our example. He underwent the ultimate suffering for all, for the sake of you and I this afternoon. But that wasn't the end of it. He didn't suffer to suffer. No, his suffering was for our salvation. It showed us how God loved us. His pain brought us closer to God. You see, when Jesus agonized over the cup of suffering, he didn't bail out, so to speak. No, we are told he went into a place of prayer. Let the Spirit of the Lord draw us over here to Luke, the 22nd chapter. And look at what it says. I know you Bible students know the story of Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. And I say to you, if you don't, I encourage you to read all three of the gospel events. You can find in Matthew 26, Mark 14, and Luke 22. As Jesus left eight of his men at the gate of the garden, he took Peter, James, and John. He tells them to wait for him and to watch while he goes to pray. This watch was not just some ordinary one for them to see who was coming in and out of the garden. No, it meant for them to give strict attention to what was being done. You see, our Savior was about to go through something that he needed all hands on deck, so to speak. The word of God tells us that when Jesus went deeper into Gethsemane, he kneeled down and prayed. Jesus bowed down himself to the ground and began to call on his Father. He addressed him first as Abba. In one of the Gospels, this is an Aramaic term that is equivalent to our fathers or our dads. It was a word of intense intimacy through Jesus. You and I have that same privilege to call upon Almighty God. Because in another passage of Scripture, Paul lets us know that He says there in Romans, and I'm just going to still go over here for a moment to Romans, the 8th chapter. So we'll hear how we can call Abba Father like what? Where he says there in the 15th verse of Romans, he says there, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Oh, praise our God. But we go back to Luke 22nd chapter and look at verse 42. I ask you to read the rest of it in your leisure. You get some time, but you'll know exactly what our Savior went through. Verse 22 says, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And listen to verse 44, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he arose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. You see, when we read how he prayed out to his Father, it let us not think that Jesus was trying to get out of it some way. No, he was born for that purpose. Jesus said in John 18, verse 37, he was standing there before Pilate. You Bible students know that story. Likewise, oh, I love the Word of God, and I know we can't study everything on Sunday morning, but that's why I encourage you to call in on Wednesday night so you can be there. And some of these things you can ask from Brother Byrene, and God will give him the information to be able to break it down. But look at what he says there, Pilate. He says there in that 37th chapter, Pilate, therefore, said unto him, art thou a king? Then Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? Oh, saints of God, are we not living in the same time as back then? People are asking the same question today. What is truth? I don't believe. I shared with you on last Lord's Day when I was talking with my younger brother. And he said he was speaking with someone about their soul. And he was trying to share the word of God with them. And they said, I don't want to hear nothing from that old dusty book. My. Don't understand that the same word you reject is the same word that's going to judge you in the end. So this old dusty book that you don't want to hear nothing about, I suggest you get it and read so you'll learn how to live for Almighty God. And then you'll know exactly how this book is not an old book and it's not dusty, but it is the word of God. Praise our God. But he went on to say there, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. But you have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will you therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Oh, our Savior, he did no wrong, but he died for you and I. We're told in Revelation 13, verse 8, that he was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. You see, no one was forcing him to go to the cross. He told the Pharisees in John, the 10th chapter, verse 17 through 18, he said, I laid down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. He said, I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Oh, in Matthew 26, verse 39, We hear where our Savior, he prayed out to his Father. He said, oh, my Father, if it be possible, he said, let this cup pass from me. Jesus was asking the Father that if there was any other possible way with the Father's redemption plan for something else to be done. But you think about it. When Jesus was there on that cross, when Jesus was getting ready to go to that cross and he was there agonizing in the Garden of Gethsemane, he had you and I on his mind. He knew that he was going to become sin on the cross for all mankind. For the first time in eternity, he would be separated from his Father. He would be forsaken, abandoned, and judged by his own Father. The thoughts of drinking that most bitter cup must have overwhelmed his mind. That cup represented all the wrath and hatred of God against sin. That cup symbolizes the full, undiluted wrath of God that was about to be poured out on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You may say, Sister Renee, why are you making so grim? We need to know what Jesus went through so that we'll know that the little afflictions we're going through in this life do not compare to what our Savior went through. You see, while the knowledge of all that he was about to suffer physically must have terrified the mind of Christ, he was not afraid of the pain on the cross. However, the very thought of becoming sin, being judged and abandoned by his own Father was offensive to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, saints of God, next time you and I are going through a difficult time in our lives, let us not think about how much we might be suffering, but let us think about how this might be providing us an opportunity for us to grow in our walk with Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? You see, the psalmist said in the 119th division of Psalms, verse 71, he said these words, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy stature. All through our suffering, we become closer to God and his eternal word. Oh, yes of us, yes, all of us, all of us in this room, in this house of God, and all that are listening in have suffered through something. It might not be to the same magnitude as some have. However, we have suffered. And know that when we are going through something, the enemy of our soul begins to attack us. I believe that Satan was opposing Jesus as Jesus was praying. You see, it was a time of spiritual oppression like no other man had ever experienced. The scripture tells us that Jesus prayed to the Father three times in the garden. Oh, saints of God, sometimes it takes a little bit more elbow grease. We got to keep going back to Almighty God when something is pressing hard against us. I praise the Lord that Jesus prevailed. As Jesus finished his prayer, he expressed absolute obedience to the Father's will. He did not want to be separated from his Father. He did not want to desire to experience his Father's wrath. He did not want to become sin, but he was willing to do it because he had you and he had me on his mind, and it was the Father's plan for his life. The words, I will and thou will, let us know that this was a true time of testing for our Lord and Savior. Let us remember that Jesus was sinless and unable to sin, but he faced a time of severe temptation, just as he did on the Mount of Temptation. You read that in Matthew, the 4th chapter. He won a victory there by remaining submissive to his Father's will. And I thank the Lord he prevailed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He could have walked away from us that night. No one was forcing him to die for you and I. No one was forcing him to become sin for us. No one was forcing him to do what he did, but he did it willingly. He did it so that we might have a way to salvation this afternoon. He did it so that when a lost soul such as you and I cried out to Almighty God in the name of Jesus, there would be salvation to you for you and I. He did it because we are told in John 3:16, we're told in John 15:13, Romans 5:8, and Revelation 1:5 that he loved us. He did it so that we would not have to go to hell. And I am thankful by the grace of Almighty God that he endured the pain and paid the price so that we might be saved. Praise our God. Praise God. Oh, saints of God, as we said, none of us are exempt from suffering and death. I know there are times when our minds have a hard time comprehending why bad things happen to good people, or especially to the saints of God. And we may also question why good things happen to evil people, though we may not understand it. These things are commonplace in our society today, meaning no matter who you are, saved or unsaved, things might happen to you. You see, the wisest man who ever lived said in Ecclesiastes 7, verse 15, all things have I seen in the days of my vanity. There is a just man that perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man that prolongeth his life in his wickedness. I know when we watch the news, we see pictures of people all over the world dying from starvation. We hear of severe drought in the West, leaving people without hope. They're destitute. Then there are devastating fires, hurricanes, tsunamis. We just heard of a massive earthquake, 7.2, that hit already an impoverished country, Haiti. We hear of people who live in the middle of war zones. Terrorism is on the rise. Children dying at the hands of their parents or some evil person. Millions of people suffering from different diseases. Now we are having to deal with COVID-19. There's unemployment, lack of health care, and rising costs of utilities. Our food prices have gone up. Gas prices are soaring. These are all commonplace suffering that take place over all the world. And none of us, because we are saved, are exempt from them. But those of us who know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we don't have to despair. We can rejoice in the God of our salvation and that he knows just what we need. And he has promised to supply all of our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. He said, but if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, see, there's something we've got to do. Turn with me to Matthew 6 chapter. You see, God, the Bible has left it on record for us. You know, many times people will pray and say, well, sister, I don't have this, and I don't have that. I can't see coming to Almighty God. I've got to go out and hustle for this. I've got to go out and hustle for that. As a saint of God, we don't have to hustle for nothing. Amen. Why? Because we're told in the Word of God in Matthew 6:32, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He said, take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought. You see, there are people already saying, well, you know, I know on tomorrow I'm going to have this situation. I know on tomorrow this is going to be, but the Bible tells you, don't take no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And then, saints of God, I know we know it well. One of the scriptures we quote often, and that is the 37th division of Psalm, verse 25, where David said in the Word of God, I was young and now am old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. How many can say, praise God for that? Amen, amen. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. If you're a child of God, you don't have to beg for anything, because our God says he will supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. Praise our God. And I found that to be so, saints of God. Praise our God. See, we got to commit ourselves to God. We got to rest in him. We got to know that our God is the one that's in control. God can bring you through, saints. He can keep you when the world is running around and all the chaotic things are going on. We can be kept by Almighty God as long as we've committed our ways and given them over to Almighty God and allow God to use us to his glory and to his honor. And yeah, I hope we didn't come to God to think we were going to get rich, as the world is trying to make you think. All these rich, get rich quick schemes that they're talking about in many places that call themselves churches and talking about prosperity. All you got to do this and all you've got to do is do that. But let me tell you something. It's not about getting rich in the Lord, but it's about having your soul, making sure that your soul is ready to meet Almighty God, that you've made your peace, calling in election sure with God, that if God will call you home to eternity, you're ready to go in a moment's notice. I'm not saying getting ready. Come on, Brother Byron. Amen. I'm not talking about getting ready, but I'm saying we've got to be ready to go. We don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is coming back, but let us be ready to go, saints of God. Let us be like the children of Israel when they were getting ready to come out of Egypt. Oh, when Moses told them, he told them to make sure they still had on their shoes, make sure their clothes were on. They were to stand up in the heat, because at a moment's notice, God wanted them out of there. And that's the same with you and I. We don't know when God's coming back. We don't know if we'll be here when God comes back and God takes us to go up into the sky, or if we will go on and we will lead through death. But whatever way we lead, let us be ready to go. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Be ready. Praise God. Turn with me to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, and look at verse 12. He said, beloved, we're living in a time where saints of God don't want to go through anything, but we got to go through something. He said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. It ain't strange that's happening to you. We've had other saints that have gone on before us that have went through. They went through some things. We used to say, oh, back then, oh, you know, they were old-fashioned back then. But let me tell you something. Them saints prayed through things.
Amen.
Them saints didn't have it as easy as we have it today. I can remember some of them older saints sitting back there and saying they didn't have much food. They would pray it in. And next thing you know, a basket will show up on the porch full of food. Come on, saints of God. And they would have it. But see, we're living in a time 24-7. You know, we're living in a time right now where you can just go to the ATM machine and put in a couple digits and money just flow out of the machine. They didn't have that back then. Oh, they went out there and they worked for hours in the field. And many of them maybe had one bottle of water to drink. Oh, I can remember the story of Brother Lawrence, the late Brother Lawrence and Sister Dee. Praise our God. I can remember when my mom and dad shared that story with us about how they only had 50 cents. My dad gave my mother 25 cents. He took 25, and that's what they had. And they had 8 kids in the household. But none of the 8 kids went without food or without shoes on our feet, because we had the blessings of Almighty God upon us. Why? Because the saints of God here in this congregation that were here at that time were praying for us. And I thank God that somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind, and they took the time to pray for me, and they prayed for my family. That's why, saints of God, we've got to pray for one another. That's why we have in our bulletin, and then when it says there, 1 Samuel 12:23, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord and sin pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. It's our responsibility to pray for one another because we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We are the family of God, and we are here to help one another, whatever situation we might be going through. But look at what Peter says there in 1 Peter 4, and starting with verse 12, he said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." He went on to say, "But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also, constant with exceeding joy." He went on to say, "If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified." Are you glorifying God this afternoon? Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, I want you to notice something in this chapter. Let your eyes go back to verse 1. Peter started off this chapter by saying, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, he tells us to arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin." Christ suffered for us, and we ought not to think it strange when we have to suffer for the cause of Christ Jesus. Oh, yeah, I know we live in a troubled world, and there are things that press all of us sore. However, you and I are professing to be saved by the grace of God. And if we are claiming salvation, we ought to live that way. The world has to see the difference. The world has to know that we live for Almighty God. We may have to go through something, saints of God, but let us not get weary in well-doing. Oh, there's all kinds of suffering that's out there in the world. There's also a carnal suffering. People are suffering because of things that they've done. People are suffering. They may say, "Oh, it's Sister Renee. You know, I thought that was past." No. If you don't pay your taxes, and the IRS might be after you. They may come in and seize your assets. That's just the way it is. But when you suffer for Christ's sake, don't turn around and begin to complain. Because our God is able to bring us through. Our God is able to bless us. I know some folks have thought, you know, because I've come to God, that I don't have to suffer no more. That's not according to the word of God. There were a lot of things we did out there in that life. Many of us were drinking and carrying on, lying and cheating and doing things we were not supposed to do. We're told in the word of God in Galatians, the 6th chapter, turn with me for a moment. You see, if you drink a case of beer and turn around and get cirrhosis, don't blame God.
Amen.
People are blaming God for all kinds of stuff. God allowed that to happen. God allows that, you know, you go out there and you spend all your money paying the lottery, and then you don't have no money to pay your bills. Well, it's God's fault. No, it's not God's fault. As we say, you fail to pay your taxes, and then your wages get garnished. You blame God for that. No. People face many things. They blame God. They blame God for a lot of things. Not so. Galatians 6, look at what it says to us in the scripture. Verse 7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Yes, yes.
For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting."
You, Lord.
Oh, saints of God, I know we oftentimes quote this. When someone is doing something out of the will of God, as a way to say to them that you have to suffer for the decisions that you're making. But I also want us to look at this in the positive. To those who are bearing fruits of righteousness, they will reap of the good of the vine. Praise our God. I've said to myself, "Lord, I thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for how you've been so good to us." I had someone say to me, "Renee, seems like some of you in your congregation don't have a care in the world. I'm sharing this with Sister Francine. However, that can be the furthest thing from the truth. We have all kinds of situations in our lives right now. However, we are reaping from the good vine. We possess the fruit of the Spirit. And now we are enjoying the fruit of our labor. Praise our God. You see, we're not out there any longer sowing bad fruit because we've been living for the Lord. That's why you can't hang on to that old life and still try to have one foot in the kingdom and one out. No, you can't serve two masters. You got to serve either God or serve the devil. You got to know when you come to Almighty God that you're leaving that old life. You know, we had that in our message on last Lord's Day, divine message. And the divine message was that when you come for baptism, you're saying that old man has been crucified in Christ Jesus. And now when you're being baptized, you're going down. You're going down to that old life, is going, burying that old life and coming up to a new man or woman in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Praise our God. You're not still trying to hang on to the world as you're coming up. No, you have crucified that old man. Amen. And now you're living for Almighty God. So now you're bearing good fruit. Now you're sowing good fruit from the vine. And that vine is with a capital V. And that vine is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And so now that you're living for Almighty God, you're going to reap the good that God has in the Word of God for us. Praise our God. I thank God for his word. I thank God for living for an Almighty God. I thank God. I can say the old account was settled long ago. Praise our God. Praise our God. And that same God, we have to have evidence of the Spirit of God in our lives. And others see the fruit in us and say that we've been with Jesus. Can we say like Paul, follow me? You see, this is the message we are receiving on Wednesday night during our Bible study. Evidence of the presence of God in our lives. I thank God for Brother Byron and the message that God has given him through that. Oh, saints of God, I know that Christian suffering is perhaps one of the hardest things for folks to understand. But I can testify that Christians, yes, we are going to suffer. We are not immune to pain and problems and situations. There are those the Bible gives us examples of, and I'm going to give them to you so you can read them in your leisure after their conversion. James was beheaded by Herod. And when Herod, the Word of God says that he saw the killings please those around him, or please the Jews, excuse me. He apprehended Peter, imprisoned him. You can read about that in Acts, the 12th chapter. Then there was Paul, who was in and out of prison for preaching the word of God and teaching about Jesus Christ. Oh, there were various things that Paul went through. And then there was Stephen, who was stoned to death. And the Bible says, while they were stoning him, he was calling upon Almighty God. Praise our God. I ask you to turn to Acts, the 7th chapter. Oh, you Bible students know this story well. You know this passage of scripture, how Stephen was in Samaria. And he was before the Sanhedrin council speaking to them about Jesus. And they accused him of blasphemy. But let us go back to verse 51. I ask you to read this in your leisure, the entire chapter. But look at verse 51. And this is what Stephen was saying to them. He said, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. You do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did. So do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them, which showed before the coming of the just one, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers. Then he went on to say, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it, When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. See, he was laying it on to them. He was giving them the word of God. He was rebuking what they were doing. And they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked at, see, it's something when you need to make sure you have the Spirit of God with you. Oh, that's why you got to ask for the Spirit. Ask the Spirit to come in, because the Spirit of God can carry you through. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Oh, saints of God, praise our God. When you live for Almighty God and you know that if they're persecuting you, Jesus said, if they've done it unto least of these, my brother, and they've done it unto me, you can look up into heaven and you can see Jesus standing on the right hand of God. He said, and he said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was who? Saul, later on becoming the Apostle Paul. He said, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Saints of God, we may not experience what Stephen went through, but we might have to go through something for Christ's sake. Let us be like Stephen. Many of us may have suffered through with a brother or sister or loved one that isn't a Christian. Then we may have suffered through with a brother or sister that may be a brother and sister in the Lord. They may have a terminal disease. Sometimes that age-old question again comes up, why? Some of us may ask the Lord, why must I suffer? But instead of asking God why, ask him why not. You may say, Sister Renee, why would you ask that? No, we need to ask God why not. You see, saints of God, we are the only ones who can take it, because we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And he said in the word of God that he wouldn't suffer us no more than what we're able to bear. But with every what? Temptation, he'd make a way of escape. Do you believe the word of God you read? Do you believe? I'm not saying go down and get on your knees and say, Lord, I just want to hack it. No, that's not what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. But saints of God, we've got to be careful of asking God why. You see, we sing hymnals and we say, let the fire fall on me. Come on. We sing, true joy is mine. We sing, I'll follow with rejoicing. Listen to these words of this lyric. It says, the future lies unseen ahead. It holds I know not what, but still I know I need not dread, for Jesus faileth not. Does he not know what I shall meet upon life's rugged way? While he's not guide my halt, will he guide? Not, will he not guide my halting feet, lest from the path I stray? No matter how things look to me, nor if they threaten sore, I know my way prepared shall be, for Christ leads on before. The glory of eternal dawn shines from his smiling face. So trusting him, I follow on with heart made strong by grace. I'll follow him with rejoicing, rejoicing. I know he'll safely lead me to my eternal home. You see, these are the words that we sing, saints of God. I know most Christians want an easy life in Christ Jesus. And they'll say, well, I came to Jesus so I can have an easier life. Jesus didn't say anything in the word about having an easy life in him. And many have spent their hard-earned money going out and buying books written by prosperity preachers. A power of favor, your best life now, you're special, the power of positive thinking, a book of blessings, a secret prayer, the three-step formula for attracting miracles. You see, this appeal to our desire to live a comfortable life and still be okay with Almighty God. Let us look at verse 13 of 1 Peter, the fourth chapter. And look at what he said. We just read over it there for a moment. He said, but rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. He went on to say, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other man's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. But let him do what? Glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. See, it's got to begin with you and I, saints of God. And if it first began at us, and what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing. See, saints of God, if we're suffering, he said, wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God, if we are suffering according to the will of God, look what he says to do. Commit the keeping of our souls to God, to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful creator. Yes, our God is faithful. He can bring us through. He can carry us through those trials. He can help us when the trials are coming at us thick and fast. The fiery darts are being thrown at you and I. Our God can bring us through. Do you believe that this afternoon? Do you believe when you're going through something, it's bringing you closer to Almighty God, and it's making you pure in a relationship with him? Oh, you may not see the benefit this afternoon of the suffering that you're going through, but we and so many have been blinded by circumstances. But there are reasons for you and I going through something. There's reasons, saints of God. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 48th chapter. Oh, we're coming to a close. Hold on, saints. I just ask you to hold on just a little longer. He went on to say there in Isaiah, look at what it says there. He said, behold, in that 10th verse, behold, I've refined thee. Do you believe God is refining you when you're going through something? Yeah. But not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Yeah. You see, in the furnace, all the dross is burned off. The one of this world, the pride of life is consumed. Saints of God, we've got to count it all joy. Praise our God. Sometimes suffering comes so that we will not become confident in our own abilities. Suffering reminds us that God is powerful and that our God, yes, is still in control. There are many reasons why that God allows suffering in our lives. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. You Bible students know this story quite well. You know about Paul in this passage of scripture, the apostle Paul, he had a thorn in the flesh and he had asked the Lord to remove that thorn, and the Lord did not remove that thorn in the flesh. But listen to what Jesus said to him in verse 9. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Are we there yet, saints of God? Praise God. Our God. Praise our God. Yes. Praise God. The thorn of flesh, in his flesh, was the instrument that God used to keep him humble before Almighty God. Oh, I know, saints of God, none of us want to suffer. I don't want to suffer myself. However, as we are told in 1 Peter 3:14, in the word of God, that if we suffer for righteousness' sake, oh, remember, you might suffer for righteousness' sake. Happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Saints of God, those of old were persecuted. Those of old could rejoice when they went through something, when they were facing suffering in their lives. They rejoiced. I want you to remember back to Paul on the road to Damascus. Paul loved the Lord, and you would hear some say, well, why did Paul have to suffer? Yeah, Paul loved the cause of Almighty God. God allowed him to suffer. You got to remember Jesus' words in the Word of God. When he said there in Acts, that 9th chapter, verse 16, he said, for I will show him how great he must suffer for my name's sake. Praise our God. Turn with me to Acts 16. We're wrapping it up, saints. Praise our God. You see, when we suffer harm for doing right, God will bless us.
Yes.
You know this story about Paul and Silas. In the 16th chapter of Acts, starting there at verse 16, it said, and it came to pass, we went to prayer. A certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain. By soothsaying, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit. See, not everybody that say, Lord, Lord,
yeah,
believes in God.
Amen.
Try the spirits. And Paul, but Paul being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men being Jews do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Roman. He went on to say, and the multitude rose up together against them. And the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And you think about Paul and them were incarcerated. They were sitting there in prison. Their feet were fast in stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas did what? Oh, they didn't moan and groan. They didn't say, woe is me. They didn't say, why am I have to go through this? The word of God said, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. See, God will hear you when you're calling on him in the midnight hour. Our God doesn't sleep like we do. Our God is awake 24 hours a day. He's already into next week. Oh, saints of God. Praise our God. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of sleep and seeing the prisoner's doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before. You see, when the Spirit of the Lord is present, it'll make you bow down. It'll make you come down and stand down before Almighty God. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved?
Praise
your suffering
God
might be for someone praise else God to be saved this afternoon, saints of God. You may say, how could a God allow them to suffer?
as they did. How can God allow our family members to go through something? Oh, saints of God, yes, I know we serve an almighty God. We serve a God that's able to comfort us. I've been there. I've been there and did not understand when God, when my father 1 year and then a year and a half, my mother went on to be with the Lord. But through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus and I learned to trust in God. Because when I stood there, and you know this well, saints of God, when I was there with my mother and she was there and she said to me, do you see Jesus? I knew she was going home to be with our Lord. Our God is able, saints of God. We can rejoice when death comes. We can rejoice. We can rejoice in the Lord when we are afflicted in our bodies and we know that God is in our lives. Yes, our God will bring you through. Oh, you may say, Sister Renee, I don't have no praise on my lips right now, but I say to you, praise Almighty God anyhow, because our God is able to bring you through. When you think that you can't go through, don't run away from Almighty God. You see, many of these pews are empty right now because there were saints that were here, and many of them have gone through some things. Yes, we had many that have gone on to be with the Lord, but some have gone through something, and they say, well, I don't believe God is able. I'm not going to read my Bible no longer. I'm not coming to the house of God till I see God move in my situation. And they go out there in the world, and now they're spiritually malnutrition. Amen. They can't get a prayer through. They do not hear the sermons that are being preached. Then they're troubled on every hand. Then they want to call the saints of God to pray to Almighty God. But let me tell you something, saints of God, while you're here in the house of God, we can lean on Jesus. You know, we sing that song, I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. Do you depend on Jesus this afternoon? Or are you dependent on that job? You see, that job can go away, but I ask you to depend on my God, who is able to supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. And when you depend on Almighty God, you can stand toe-to-toe with the devil and say, get behind me, Satan. You have no more luck with this life. Praise be to God.
Amen.
This afternoon.
Amen.
See, instead of turning away from God, run to Almighty God. We sang last Lord's Day, is your all on the altar a sacrifice praise? Maybe you need to come to the altar and lay it all out before Almighty God. You know, the scripture tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace that you might find grace and help in the time of need. It doesn't tell you to run away from God. Praise our God. Our reliance is on God. Praise our God. Our God can carry us through. Our God can bring us through a situation. Praise our God. Let me encourage you. Let me encourage myself too to hold on.
Amen.
And rejoice in the Lord.
Yes.
You know, 1 Peter 4:13 said, but rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. Then when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy.
Amen.
You see, this afternoon, you may have understood the truth of this message has been revealed to you from Almighty God. But now the enemy's going to come in and try to press on your mind and say to you, well, how long will I have to remain in the fire? How long am I going to have to go through what I'm going through, Sister Renee? Oh, you see, you think about it. Turn with me for a moment. I know, saints of God, we're closing here. But let us go over. Paul Peter was telling us about the furnace of affliction. Oh, sometimes we got to go through something, saints of God. We may be in a furnace of affliction. There may be some things that we've got to go through, and we've just got to hunker down in Almighty God and say, Lord, I'm in it all the way with you. Oh, I've settled it. Live or die, I am the Lord. And don't blame anything on Almighty God, knowing that God is a God of all comfort, and God is able to bring us through whenever there's a situation. You think about when there's gold, and the gold is being there, and they're trying to get that gold to be pure, make sure it is pure.
pure gold. What they do, they heat that fire up. Come on, saints of God. If the fire is heated up so hot, the reason why, because all the impurities, if it's not real gold, it won't stand the test of time. How about you and I, when the fire gets a little hot? I say go read Daniel the third chapter and look at the Hebrew boys. When that fire got a little hot, they didn't turn from Almighty God, but they turned to that king and they looked him in the face and they said, even if our God does not deliver us and we know that he can, we are not going to serve you. That's where you and I've got to settle it. See, you know what? Jesus wants to make sure after that dross is all gone, he wants to make sure it's completely removed. And how does he know God's gold is ready to be removed from the fire? When you see the reflection on the surface, that is the same with Jesus Christ. He never leaves us alone in the fire. He is right there with us through it all. When will we be removed from the fire? When he sees his reflection in our lives. Let us go on and rejoice in the Lord. God bless you is my prayer. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise our God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank God.
Praise.
We can praise him. We can praise him in persecution. Praise him in affliction.
Praise God.
At all times. Amen. Praise God. And what will God do? If we've been in the fire and the glory can't see his reflection in us clearly, we have to go back in the fire.
Amen.
We have to stay in that fire a little longer.
Amen.
But knowing that it is working out the purging, the purging of our lives, the purification of our hearts and our minds. Thank God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. One of the things that Pastor Jenkins says is trials build our faith's capacity to endure. Amen. If we never had a problem, we wouldn't know that he could solve it. We wouldn't know what faith in God could do. What's the song for faith? So through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God.
Amen.
And if we're having trials and we're not learning enough, then we're going to have some more trials. Amen. But God is not doing it to torture us or to punish us. God is doing it because he loves us.
Amen.
Amen. He wants us to be like him. He wants us to be his children.
Amen.
Thank God for his word today. Thank God for his word to encourage us.
Amen.
To encourage us to hang on and to go through. Amen. Praise God. Pastor said, don't jump off the potter's wheel. Amen. If there's a potter's wheel there, and the lump of clay, the potter puts a lump of clay on there. The clay doesn't jump off the wheel because it doesn't like the way the potter is shaping it. Even so, we don't jump off the wheel because the Lord is molding us in his image. Amen. Because we must have the evidence of God in our lives. Amen. Thank God for his word today. But thank God, we're all going through something. Amen. But thank God for his word today to encourage us. Amen. We're not going to give up. Shall we stand? What shall we sing? Number 482 in the worship of the Lord. Number 482 in the worship of the Lord. is not a part-time job that you pick up on the side and do on the weekend.
Right.
Being holy is not going out and driving Uber in your free time just to earn a little bit of extra righteousness. No, it takes time to be holy. We have to be devoted to the Lord. It says, speak often with God. Find rest in him always and feed on his word. Truly, we had a full meal today in the message to feed on. Amen. And the word of God, so many things. It's food for our souls. It's also a looking glass for us to see ourselves and where are we in the Lord. It says, make friends of God's children. Don't keep away from, don't stay away from service. As Pastor said, waiting for God to bring about a change in your life. And so you say, well, I'll go back after I see the change. Well, you may never see anything.
Amen.
Because God is waiting for you to step out in faith.
Amen.
Praise God. It says, make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak. But if you're one of the ones that's weak, who are you going to help? We have to get strengthened in the Lord. That's why it takes time to be holy. Forgetting in nothing his blessing to seek. We've got to Lord, to be ye holy as I am holy. That second verse said the world rushes on and the world is going to keep on rushing on. We cannot fall in lockstep with the world.
Amen.
But we have to be submitted to God because the world is going to go on and on and on. But we've got to stop. We've got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. This message was preached today for us to know not to give up.
Amen.
For us to know not to lose heart. That things are going to happen. Pastor Jenkins said, things are going to have their, for whether saved or unsaved, things are going to happen. And if we think that that's not true, then we're going to be walk around and but feels like broken all the time. Mm-hmm. Wondering, why is the Lord allowing this to happen to me? Why hasn't my situation changed yet? Well, it may be that you're right now God has you in that furnace of affliction because he's trying to refine something in you. There may be something there that God is not pleased with, and he wants you to see it too and realize that that has to be purged out of your life. And the Lord is faithful, and he will help us to do that very thing. But we've got to bring it to him. We can't be running around and saying, well, I'm working it out. No, you can't work out anything on your own. It takes the Lord. Amen. That verse 7 verse said, by looking to Jesus, like him you shall be. That's who we have to look to. He bought our salvation, and he's able to make us like him. But it takes time and it takes effort. We're not going to float in on a flowery bed of ease. Thank God. How many understood the message today? How many understood? Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Because it's the truth of God's word. And it takes time. Is there one who just said, I want to come to an altar. I just want to talk to the Lord and just make sure that I'm where the Lord wants me to be.
Amen.
or if they don't want to come to an altar, just say, pray for me. I want to be sure that I'm standing where the Lord wants me to be. I don't want to come up short in anything. Amen. Amen. We want to be aware of those things. We want to take those things to heart, which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Because we understand that if they slip, then we're lost. When we know to do good and we don't do it, then it becomes sin in us. Take the time to be holy. Take the time to pray to the Lord. Take the time to meditate on the word that was preached. Say, Lord, I heard the word, Lord. I want to be sure. I want to be sure of where I am. Because, Lord, if you call me into eternity tonight, I want to be sure.
Praise our God.
I want to know, Lord, that I'm ready. Because some of us who are here today may not be in these bodies when Jesus comes again. But if we die in the Lord, then we will be among the dead that rise first in Christ Jesus and come and return with the Lord. But in order to do that, in order to be ready then, we have to take the time now to be holy. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. We'll sing that last verse. We saw the upraised hands. If there's one who would come to an altar of prayer, someone will meet you here. Or to the prayer room, someone will meet you there to help you pray through. Yeah. Heard his word.
Amen.
Trust in his word. It's the truth. It is eternal. If we're saved, our faith is what redeemed us. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Thank God for his word. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer. Thank him for the message. Thank him for the messenger. This was a powerful, powerful message today. Amen. As an encouragement to those who are in Christ Jesus, as an admonition to any who are weak, and feel like their faith is failing. A warning to any who are unsaved. God is able to save and keep to the uttermost. We thank God for his word today. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. We'll remember all of the upraised hands as well. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the power of your word, dear God. We thank you, dear Father, that you sent it to us, dear God, and truly we count it a privilege, dear Father, Lord, to have received, dear God, such a message from thee. Lord, we thank you, dear God, because we know, Lord, that it is true, dear Father, because we know, Lord, that it has worked a change in our lives, dear God. We know, Lord, that you have kept us, Lord, through situations, dear God, that we have encountered in our own lives. We know, dear Lord, that it has been a help, dear God, when we were able, Lord, to tell someone else, dear God, who was going through something, Lord, how you kept us, dear Father, when we were going through. And so, Lord, we know, dear God, and we are witnesses that your word is true. We thank you, dear God, for sending it, dear God, for our heart, for our minds, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to all of your word, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing on Pastor Jenkins, dear God. And we thank you, Lord, for how, Lord, she delivered, Lord, your word and her own soul, dear God. Lord, even, dear Father, she preached your word to us. And we thank you, dear Father, Lord, because we know, dear God, that your word is able to keep us. We thank you, dear God, for your word because, Lord, we know, Lord, that when we meditate in your word and we obey it, dear God, that, Lord, you will keep us in perfect peace, dear God, because our minds are stayed on thee. We thank you this morning, dear God, Lord, for what our hearts have felt, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember each upraised hand, dear God, because, Lord, we don't want, dear Father, Lord, after coming this far, Lord, by faith, Lord, we don't want to lose, dear God. Father, we don't want to lose out. Father, we don't want to hear you say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to stand on your word, dear God, true and faithful. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you remember each upraised hand, dear God, Lord, that means to go on and means to go through in thee. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us the grace to stand, dear Father, even in these last days. Lord, so anyone who is looking at our lives, dear God, would know that there is a God in heaven whom we serve. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, Lord, anyone, dear Father, who is as yet unsaved, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would have mercy, dear Father. Lord, that your spirit would continue to strive with them, dear God. Lord, that they would turn, Lord, and serve you, dear Father, while there is yet life in their body, while there is yet time, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, to speak to unsaved souls, dear God. Lord, that they too might know, Lord, the righteous blessings, dear Father, that they may obtain through salvation in thee. And, Lord, we pray, God, that you would just continue, Lord, to give us, Lord, the knowledge and the wisdom, Lord, that we need, dear Father. Lord, to go through these trials, dear God, these light afflictions, even your word calls them, dear Father. And, Lord, once we have suffered a while, dear God, to come through, dear Father, with a victory, dear God, proclaiming, dear God, your faithfulness and the strength, Lord, that we have in thee, dear God. Have your way, dear God, and make us a blessing. And again, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your eternal word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Praise our God. Praise. Thank God. Thank the Lord for his word. We have been privileged to hear the word of God today. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves concerning the message, even before I read the announcement? I feel like the Spirit of God is still hovering around us. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Amen.
I've been here for the last couple of weeks
Great.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, Minister Scott. Amen. Sister Webb. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen.
Sister Kiba.
Hi, Church Family.
Hi, honey.
Go. Thank you, Pastor, for that message. I wanna say that it's a hedge of protection around me, in my family, in my house, and I am being obedient to what God has told me to do, and I am to sit still, and I have to sit still, because others have to grow in grace. You don't understand it, but I don't, I cried when God told me I have to sit still, and that's just what I have to do, and I apologize if I hurt somebody's feelings. But this is what I have to do. I have to sit still, and no weapons formed against me with prosper in the name of Jesus.
Lord bless
you, honey.
Lord bless.
Lord bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to continue to pray for you, Sister Keith.
Everybody, I love you all.
Love you too.
Amen. We love you too. Amen.
Amen.
We'll continue to pray for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Blake.
Yes, Sister Scott.
I just wanted to stand and thank the Lord for being here and for the message. Thank the Lord for the message from Pastor this morning. And I thank the Lord for touching my body. My arm is out of the sling, but I've got a little ways to go to really get it to where it needs to be. But I am truly grateful and thankful for how God every day is blessing me. It seems like, as they say, you get one thing almost accomplished, something else happens. My knee swelled, my left knee swelled up so big. I'm in therapy for my arm, now I'm in therapy with my knee. So instead of doing 2 days for my arm, I'm doing a day for my arm and a day for the knee, both of them. And it's just arthritis. So I just thank the Lord. He gave me a cortisone shot. I had been taking prednisone, which blew me up, and I'm trying to blow it back down. But it helped my left knee, and the swelling has gone down tremendously, and I can move it up and down. But I didn't get a shot in my right knee. I probably should, but it's very sore and stiff, but God is able, and he's blessing me to get through it. And thank you, saints, for praying for my sister-in-law, my husband's sister, her husband. I don't know if he's still with us in the land of the living. I don't know if he's gone on to his heavenly home. But we're just trusting that as long as he has breath, we're going to keep trusting in and praying that God, will give us the comfort or bless him, even the whatever time he needs to make sure his calling and election is sure. He says he's ready, so whatever time God's given him, then we're just trusting that his calling and election, he's making it sure. And there's a song I wrote down because I heard it last week, and I know it, some of y'all may know it. It's the Christian song. All my hope is in Jesus. All my yesterdays are gone. All my sins are forgiven. And praise God, I've been washed by his blood.
Amen.
Right. So you all be encouraged today. Let your hope be in Jesus.
Amen.
And if you know that you've been washed, praise God.
Amen.
You've been washed by his blood.
Amen.
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 A great over there. I see a mansion all prepared and decked with beauty rare. Shall that which enter be deprived of my right? May all of those delight me, that city of delight. I go.
Beverly, but as respect, Sister Beverly, let's remember the Brown family. They sent us a prayer request on yesterday, I believe. And it says, remember Brother Chubby, Sister Jackie, and Brother Buck. He had been in the hospital, and so don't know what has happened, but we know they ask us to just hold them in prayer.
Do want to, I would like to read the announcements, and then I would want to give our visitor, Mr. Cunningham, an opportunity to express himself. Again, so good to have you. Amen, amen. We thank God. We thank God for his word and how we just have to be ready. As Pastor said, we have to be ready. I was thinking even this morning, I prayed, and it seems like the Lord brought Brother Delmar to my heart really strong this morning. And I was praying, and see what the Lord brought to me, and I've kind of in line with the message. Yeah, that when we live for the Lord, it's to be ready, whether it's when Jesus comes or whether when God calls us into eternity. And you know, the worst thing, then the Lord brought to my heart, the worst thing that can happen to me is not that I die physically. Dying physically is not the worst thing that can happen to me. And that's what the Lord brought to me. You know, dying is not the worst thing that can happen to you. The worst thing that can happen to you is being lost throughout all of eternity.
Amen.
And so, thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Because that's the worst thing that can happen. Dying without Jesus is the worst thing that can happen. Amen. Amen. Our announcements for Sunday, August 22nd. And always pray one for another during the week. And Pastor Jenkins read that 1 Samuel 12:23 during the message. And so we certainly don't want to cease to pray for one another. Food pantry services will be Saturday, Lord's will. Saturday, August 28th, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Please pray for this work. And in conjunction with that, we are going to try to pack the boxes ahead of time. So we're going to ask at the close of service for those who are able to go and help us to set up as though the pantry were going to be downstairs inside. Putting the food out on the table so it will make it easier to pack the boxes, when the boxes do get packed. And that that service, Lord's will be, Brother Byrene will give a message that the Lord has given to him, again, Lord willing, and that will occur out on the parking lot. That will be outside because of the COVID situation. Amen. So, again, please pray for this work. Our canister is always available for contributions toward the November turkey giveaway to the community. Ordinance services will be observed next Sunday, August 29th, following morning service. Baptism, feet washing, and the Lord's Supper. Wednesday night prayer meeting and Bible study will be on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. by phone. And please remember to turn your phone off before the service. And also, if there's any kind of device that has a speaker or anything that's in your home, please turn it off or keep your phone away from that because it can pick up the feedback. Your phone can pick up the feedback, and then we get, you know, those loud screeching noises on the phone. So we want every minute that we can have for prayer and Bible study. Amen. And pray for Brother Byrene as well as the Lord gives him the study to bring to us. And we just thank God for this current study that we're in, the divine presence of God, and evidence of the divine presence. We have to live so that if the Lord is with us, someone ought to be able to tell.
Amen.
If God is in our heart and directing our lives, it shouldn't be a mystery to people who come in contact with us. Amen. Happy birthday blessings this week to Mr. Tatum, Kai Belton.
Oh.
Amen.
All right.
Who will be, I believe, 4 years old. Is that correct? Amen. Amen. We thank God for blessing our bus drivers and those in charge of our transportation. And please lift up Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Thomas Mann as they are scheduled to drive the bus for next Lord's Day on August 29th. So lift them up in prayer this week. That the Lord will bless and give traveling mercies. Also, there are times when Brother Byrene picks up Brother Javier, so pray for him also that the Lord will bless him picking up Brother Javier. Our thought for today, it doesn't matter how big your house is, how new your car is, nor how big your bank account is. All graves will be the same size. Stay humble and seek to know God. Amen, amen, amen. Praise our God. So true, so true. That even goes back to the song that was sung at altar called Take Time to Be Holy. Think of all the time that people put into their house or getting a bigger house or a bigger car or working on their car or even wash their people who spend more time washing their car than they do reading the word. So God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all the other things that you need will be added unto you. Amen. Amen. We thank God again for our visitor, Mr. Brian Cunningham. So good to have you. And if you would like to stand, express yourself.
So that's what
Ah, well, happy birthday. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We're so glad to have you and to know about your birthday and that you're right here, and that we're so glad that God led you here. That's very important. And that you followed his leading to come here. He said you had been wanting to. So God fulfilled that desire, and you're here. And we're so thankful. And so we want you to keep on coming. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And just know that when you say you're patient, you look around at us, and many of us were anxious and not patient and so on. But the Lord has a way of teaching you patience. Because if we know the Word of God tells us, in your patience possess ye your souls. So we in order to even possess our souls and not to lose our souls and jump out and do something that's impetuous or that's out of the will of God, we've got to learn to wait on God. We're also told that tribulations work patience. So be aware when you're asking for patience, the way that the Lord works out patience in us is to bring tribulations. Which is what Pastor preached about today. There's some things that we have to go through. But we're so glad to have you here this morning, and just so glad that you came so close to your birthday, and we appreciate that. So just know that you are always, always welcome. Don't have to pass by. Just come right on in. Amen. Amen. Good to see you. Oh! That's when they had some namesakes. Sister Regina is a Cunningham. Her last name is Cunningham. Her sister, Sister Beverly, her maiden name was Cunningham. So they were both born Cunninghams. So you might want to see if there's a relation there. Amen. Amen. So good to have you. Amen. 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 Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we may find out we have a new cousin. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Is there anyone else who would like to express themselves? I'm sorry, Sister Holmes. Amen. 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 I was talking with Sister Holmes between Sunday school and morning service. I said, you know, when we walk with the Lord, sometimes it might be on wheels, but she's still walking with the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. All minds are clear, shall we stand?
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still. And with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey.
Amen. Amen. Minister Scott, would you dismiss us with prayer, please?
Father, young man,
birthday, amen. Praise God.
heard your word. Lord, you heard his request, Lord God. For praying for you.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
We ask you, Lord, to move your God's word. Lord, those things that need moved.
Yes, Lord. Help him, Lord.
They know of your presence in his life, dear Lord. Give them the perfect Lord, each one of us.
Amen. Amen.